Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, January 29th. I'm Charles Palke with these news updates from around Wyoming. A judge did not immediately decide on a motion to dismiss a case of animal cruelty of a wolf, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, the pretrial hearing suggested the case was headed to trial.
Cody Roberts had asked for the felony charge against him to be dropped, arguing Wyoming's laws allow predators to be captured, hunted, or destroyed in any manner whatsoever. Judge Richard Lavery said he'll issue a written decision soon. At the same time, he set a tentative date for jury selection, February 12th, at the Pinedale Library, so people can watch. Finding 12 local peers could be a challenge, as Sublette County is small enough that most folks have some connection to Roberts. Another point of long discussion was whether a game and fish wolf biologist can testify as an expert witness. If convicted, Roberts faces up to 2 years in prison and/or a fine. If his motion to dismiss fails, he goes to a 5-day trial on March 9th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan at the Sublette County Courthouse.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Board of Directors is seriously considering moving the organization's headquarters to Cheyenne. The move from Colorado Springs would also put the PRCA Hall of Fame and the Museum of the American Cowboy in Wyoming's capital city. The move is contingent upon the Wyoming legislature's approval of $15 million. Cheyenne Leeds, a local economic development organization, has already committed $15 million. The campus would be located near the intersection of Interstate 25 and Interstate 80. PRCA leadership says the state offers a friendly business climate and no state income tax. Lawmakers backtracked this week on what many, including some lawmakers, believed was a big proposed cut to tribal Medicaid funding. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
Earlier this month, the Joint Appropriations Committee voted to deny a $58 million request from the Wyoming Department of Health for federal funding for tribal Medicaid reimbursements. The move was met with pushback and protest. But this week, Representative John Baer told the Tribal Relations Committee those funds will come through.
I just want to make it really clear that the funding was never, ever in jeopardy. These are accounting issues that we're trying to work through.
Baer is the co-chair of the Joint Appropriations Committee. He originally voted for the cut, but this week said there was a workaround with what's called a B-11, which he hadn't mentioned in the original meeting.
Then they get the reimbursement after the activity is taken care of. Or the tribal member.
Now, Baer says the committee will authorize the funding for the Department of Health before the session starts. But at current reimbursement rates, that'll be more like $41 million rather than $58 million. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Wildfires and their many impacts are shaping up to be a major focus of lawmakers across the region this year. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, there's a new tool to track reform efforts.
Insurance premiums are rising, homes and neighborhoods are being damaged and destroyed, smoke is affecting health. Wildfire has numerous consequences for the West.
I think it is one of the most significant issues that Western states should be dealing with, and that we need a regional approach because fires do not respect any state or local government boundaries.
That's Howard Watts, a Democratic Nevada Assembly member. He's also the co-chair of the Western branch of the Council of State Governments Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee. They recently developed an online bill tracker that allows lawmakers and the public across the West see what wildfire-related reforms their counterparts have recently passed or are currently debating.
This is a complicated, multifaceted issue, and there is not a silver bullet to any one of these issues.
With tools like the tracker, he says, leaders can learn from each other's successes and failures. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Among the 232 athletes representing the U.S. in next month's Winter Olympics in northern Italy, many have ties to our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
Colorado is sending 31 athletes to Milan Cortina, more than any other state. There are 17 from Utah, 5 from Idaho, 3 from Wyoming, and 2 from Montana and Arizona. They include decorated Olympians, but also first-timers, like 22-year-old Nordic combined athlete Nicholas Malasinski of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. From training grounds in Austria, he says he's feeling relief and excitement.
Obviously, performance is at the top of my priority list, but I also feel like I need to remind myself that I need to take in the moment and realize the work that has gone into making it to this stage.
Also hailing from the Mountain West are 11 U.S. snowboarders and both U.S. athletes in the brand new Olympic sport of ski mountaineering. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A new nonprofit will support youth with a focus on domestic violence and mental health. The Uinta County Herald reports the family of Macy Dawn Bradshaw started A New Dawn, remembering Macy Dawn following her death due to domestic violence. The family hopes to educate, support, and protect young people and honor Macy by turning tragedy into purpose. An iconic Jackson Hole guest ranch has been preserved thanks to an extraordinary gift. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Joe Albright and Marcia Kunstall handed Flat Creek Ranch to its longtime managers, Trey and Shelby Sharp. The ranch could have sold for millions of dollars. The Sharps have agreed to maintain and preserve it while keeping it functional as a dude ranch for at least the next decade. Cody babies will be getting an early introduction to the world of reading. The Cody Enterprise reports Cody Regional Health and Park County Libraries partnered up to create Books for Babies. The program will give over 200 books to newborns over the next year. The titles selected are specifically designed to benefit infants by supporting early visual development and cognitive growth. And according to POPSA, Yellowstone is the second most photographed national park in the country. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was the city of Casper named for? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the correct answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when was gold discovered at South Pass? The first gold there was found in 1842 along the Sweetwater River near South Pass. However, the real gold rush there turned out to be the most significant vein in Wyoming, and that began in 1867 upon the discovery of the Carissa Lode. Congratulations to Ann Nichols, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me today, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Enjoy the day and join me again tomorrow.